I want to tell you, this is Sergeant Bowman, but I got something interesting to tell you. At least I think it's interesting. I want to tell you about the first time I ever saw horses. Now, that may sound a bit strange, considering I grew up, I grew up in South Carolina. I grew up with mules around me and a few horses. So you'd think growing up in a place where you see horses around you, you hear horses around you, you smell mules around you, you think growing up like that, with that, around that, that you would know what a horse is, what a mule is. And I thought I did when I was a little boy growing up in South Carolina. But it took me joining the Army, the U.S. Army, becoming a cavalryman, that led me on a path that took me to a place, to an experience I didn't think I'd ever have. I didn't even know it was there. You see, it was during the Indian Wars, the 1880s. And, well, we were on patrol in the Southwest in Arizona, not too far from Fort Huachuca, where we were garrisoned at the time. And there are these Indians that we were after, and I gotta admit, they were after us as well. And some of them got a few of us, and a few of us got some of them. That's how it works in war. And you're always kind of uneasy when you know there are people out there that you can't see, that you don't know, that are trying to kill you. Well, I was on patrol, and something happened. I can't remember what, but I got separated from my men. And I was moving my horse, not anyone else's. This horse knew me, and I knew that horse. And we were moving down this dry gully, and the country around us was red as blood, all that sandstone. And we're moving down, and I'm wondering, this is not a good place to be moving down this little gully, because I could tell water come down through here, and it come down with plenty of force. But it was not a cloud in the sky, and the sun was beating down, and it was hot, and my horse was sweating, and I was sweating, and I was tired, and I was scared. And being scared is a good thing to be when you're in a war, because you're awake when you're scared, and you're looking, and you're listening, and you're watching to see if something that you don't expect to be there is going to be there. And so, I was quiet as I was moving down through that gully. And I thought the shot was going to ring out, and I heard something above me, out of that gully, up over a ridge. And I started scrambling my way up over that ridge. And I was careful because I didn't know what was there. And then I heard a sound that I knew well. It was a sound a horse makes. A sound that's deep in his throat. And I think you heard it too. And that sound was mirrored by another sound just like it, off a little bit away from it. And I moved up, got closer, and I peeked over that edge of all that sandstone, and I looked down, and right down there in this open, flat space that was rock, but it was also grass. In the shade of the rock itself, there's a little bit of moisture, and there were horses there. But they were unlike any horse or horses I'd ever seen, because you see, those horses that I was looking at, they was called Mustangs. They were wild horses. And you see, I ain't never seen a truly wild horse before. All the horses I ever saw, all the mules I ever saw, all of those animals had been broken. They had a bit in their mouth. They had leather strapped around their heads. There were reins pulling them one way, reins pulling them the other. And all they knew, was someone else that didn't know anything about them, telling them, showing them, making them feel what to do. If they wanted to move forward, we moved them forward. If we wanted them to stop, we stopped them. They had no decision making at all. The choices were made for them. It was kind of like being colored in the South. Plenty of choices are made for you. Someone else you ain't got control of got control of you and is telling you to stop, to move forward, to go to one side or the other, to lie down, to get up. Get up come sunrise. Those that force you can't even feel is telling you to get up. So I know what it's like to be a mule in South Carolina, to be a horse in Spartanburg. So when I'm looking at these Mustangs, I'm looking at these wild horses, I saw something I ain't ever seen before, because I remembered looking and thinking, that horse right there, there's this stallion in the center of it all. And that stallion in the center of it all, the color of the earth itself, I could just tell that that particular horse had never tasted metal in its mouth, had never felt the bite of leather around its neck. It had never felt a human being on top of him, and the weight of that on top of him, and what that weight actually meant. This horse, those horses were wild, and you could see it in their body, the way they hold themselves, held themselves. You could tell they were free. They were free in a way that I have no way. I can't tell you what that's like, because I never felt it myself. But I knew, looking at them, that they were truly free. And when I felt that in myself, in my bones, in my heart, and in my blood, and I looked at them and I said, well, this is freedom in front of me. This ain't a horse. These aren't horses. This is freedom itself. Just standing there, grazing at that little dried out patch of grass. This is freedom in front of me, grazing off the earth itself. And when I looked at them and knew them for what they were, I remember I started crying, and I couldn't figure out, why am I crying? It's just a bunch of wild horses. But I cried because I saw in front of me something I didn't have. I couldn't go left or right when I wanted to. I mean, I could right now because I lost all the men I was riding with. But my life, in my life, I couldn't do what they so easily were doing. They were quiet with the wind. They felt the sun on them. There's nothing between them and the sun and God Almighty. And when the wind blew, it just blew that horsehair moving back from their heads like water. It just moved back around them, and they were alive in a way I dream and still dream to this day of being that alive. Yeah, I'm telling you right now that right there in Arizona, right there and then, was the first time in my life I had ever seen a horse. And I can tell you what happened after that. First, I breathed a sigh of relief that it wasn't Indians down there, at least the Indians we were fighting. But I didn't expect to see freedom on the other side of that little ridge of sandstone, that bright red rock that looks like the bones of the earth itself. I didn't expect to find that. And I tell you right now, when you out in the mountains, when you out in the desert, you never know what you're going to find. And you never know what's there may find you and claim you for itself. Freedom found me on that day. I got a glimpse of it. I could see it. I could smell it. It was right there, so close. And I could touch it, but I knew it'd run off and I'd never be able to catch it. And I tell you right now, that's freedom. Freedom is wild horses who know you're there, but know they can get away from you whenever they want. And you never, never get the chance to get on top of freedom, put a bit in its mouth, pull it to one side, and start to canter away across that desert, across that dried, parched out something that ain't got a name, except if you speak an Indian tongue. Yeah, I'll never forget the first time I ever saw horses.